This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kimberly Rogers, administrative analyst for the Macoupin Center for the Developmentally Disabled. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you.
Kim, we're going to discuss today an important event that's coming up next week. It's the 18th annual Mini Olympics for MCDD, and that will be officially Friday, September 26th at Beaver Dam State Park. And if you would, tell us a little bit about the Olympics.
It started because our director, Debbie Lyons, wanted to create an event where everyone was a winner. There were no concerns of who placed first, second, third, etc., but about spending time with family and friends and having fun. Normally we have about 10 to 12 activities for each athlete to participate. Things like short walk, football toss, mummy race, soccer kick, fast run, bowling, things like that. We have about 145 athletes each year from all across the central Illinois area. All of the participants are divided up into teams by their abilities. We even have a group that's for wheelchairs and walkers, and then we have a group that they don't really want to participate other than be cheerleaders, so they go around to all the different groups and cheer them on. There's volunteers that are assigned to each event, and then there's also volunteers that are assigned to lead the teams around. It's at Beaver Dam State Park in Plainview, and we take over the picnic side of the park, and we have like a lunch area set up. After all the athletes participate in all the events, then we all gather in the picnic area under a pavilion, and we have lunch. Everybody brings their own sack lunch, and then MCDD provides cookies for everybody. And then we have a trophy presentation. Everybody gets a trophy, and those trophies come from donations from the community. And then everybody gets a T-shirt.
And as far as the athletes, do they, quote, get sort of geared up for this, or do they, like, get into training mode or something? Is this a really big event for them?
Yes, it's something they look forward to all year long. There's quite the friendly competition. We have a huge trophy that's a traveling trophy, and usually there's one team. We kind of give it out for spirit and things like that, and it's really fun to announce who gets that trophy.
You have, as you said, volunteers that help out, and do you still need volunteers or people who might help in the participation?
We do. We are always in need of volunteers. It usually takes about 70 to 100 volunteers to make this event happen. We ask volunteers from high schools. I know like Carlinville High School will excuse some of their high school students to come out there and participate. We're trying to get other high schools from around Macoupin County because we actually serve every school district in Macoupin County. There's at least one of our students goes to one of their schools. So we're trying to get everybody involved. It's a good lesson for high schoolers to be part of their community. We also have some of our board members, association members, and then just members, old teachers, retired teachers that like to come out and help. A lot of people, they count on doing this every year.
And also sponsors. That's something that you have every year as well?
We don't really have sponsors. We just kind of put it on. We do get donations from different, like some of the grocery stores and Subway for cookies, and we use those cookies to give out to all the athletes and volunteers.
And if somebody would like to help volunteer or something like that, can they still do so, and how would they do that?
What they would need to do would be to call our MCDD office. We'll be taking volunteers up until the day of, and if you don't even have to call, if you want to just show up, there's a booth set up out at Beaver Dam next Friday morning on the 26th. Get there about 9:45 and just find the volunteer table and sign up.
For those who'd like to watch the Olympics, what time should they be there?
We start the Mini Olympics with a balloon launch. That starts at 10 o'clock, and then it takes about 2 hours or so for the athletes to move to all the different stations. And then we usually gather for lunch about noon, and then everybody eats till about 12:45, and then that's when we start the awards presentation. And anybody, if they just want to come out for lunch, you know, and help pass out lunches or just come and watch, that's always welcome. We always encourage people to come out and cheer the athletes on because they love it.
Now, aside from this, the very next day after the Special Olympics, MCDD will be participating or helping out at the Cool Country Chamber of Commerce's Fall Festival in Benilde. And if you could, just a short bit about what goes on there.
We always have a booth there, and what that booth does is it raises money for our MCDD Camp Good Times, which is held every summer. We have a bouncy house and some games like a beanbag toss, duck pond, ring toss, things like that that don't cost very much money, but it's a fun fundraiser to help raise money for Camp Good Times.
And the camp is for MCDD individuals?
Yes, actually, we have camp two different weeks. It's usually the second week and the fourth week of July. And what it does is we turn our center into a camp where 35 developmentally disabled adults from around Central Illinois come and stay for an entire week. They get here on a Monday morning and they leave on a Friday afternoon.
For any further information, if somebody would like it or want to know more about MCDD, how can they do that?
You can call the office. It's 217-854-3473. You can check us out on Facebook. We have an MCDD Carlinville page, and you can be friends with us on there. We try to update that often. And then we also have a website. It's www.mcdd.us.
Kimberly, thank you for joining us today on Around Maricopa County.
All right, thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.